proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
And it's all live and local from now until noon. Our phone number 884-9910. I'm John Potter. Jerry Evans will check in about 3 minutes, Jerry. He's out at Ridezilla on South Carson Street for the huge, it is huge, I hated to leave, second annual birthday bash. I just have to tag the weather forecast. Yeah, we had a little snow in Tahoe. Some snowflakes spotted this morning. I know Derek here at Kingsbury Gray. Did you see any? What was the weather like up there? He's shaking his head. Low 40s?
Low 40s. It was great.
No action?
Just no snow.
Low 40s, that's it?
That's it. It's the best we got.
Well, above 8,000 feet, there were some snow flurries. It's not sticking. The ground is too warm. But snow in August over the Sierra. Historically, you know this, it's snowed in Tahoe every month. But August is the toughest to see snow. And you probably didn't see it because the minute it hit the ground, it melted. And this was only above 8,000 feet, maybe 10,000 feet. But as Derek said, it's chilly there. 42 degrees now in Truckee. Earmuffs have been spotted. Also, you'll notice on the roads, Burning Man is beginning. I'm starting to see it. It's stuck behind an old RV season. For our local newspapers and TV newscasts, we are now in the Burning Man Visitors Support Local Reno Businesses phase. Just like Street Vibrations and hot August nights, we get 2 or 3 days of supporting the local economy stories, and then they're going to do a profile of some local artist and how he spent all year making his 8-foot-tall iron steampunk on wheels structure and what wonderful things they're bringing to the Black Rock Desert. And then when Burning Man is over, on Reddit, Facebook, X, and Nextdoor, it's the look at all these people leaving all this trash in our desert and city phase. Like it's like clockwork every year. I want to say hi to a new listener. We have a new listener. That makes what, 7? This is awesome. He just moved to Sparks and he moved here from California. And I said to him, Alex is his name. I said, Alex, what do you think of it here? And he said, living here is like living in America. You get plastic bags in the stores. It's just that he's so excited about that. All right. Derek is here. Derek. What are we going to talk about today? Oh, you want to talk to Jerry? Yeah, there's so much going on at Ridezilla. So let's go to Ridezilla in Carson City, 2680 South Carson Street, right between Carson City Toyota and Nissan Carson City. All are welcome. Jerry is there in the middle of the second annual birthday bash. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, John. Yeah, you know, first one was really big and lots of people here and lots of stuff, lots of great deals too. So this is the second one that we've been a part of. And real quickly, because I know time is limited, all unmarked riding gear is 40% off, all unmarked helmets 40% off, in stock unmarked side-by-side accessories. If you've already got your side-by-side, need an accessory, a bow rack, a gun rack, a windshield, a roof, whatever it is, 40% off. All in stock Alpine boots 60% off, and all unmarked tires 25% off. But I walked by there earlier and they do have like a couple of sets, like 2 tires if they happen to be the right size for your quad or side by side or motorcycle, whatever. Incredible deals. I think I saw $25 for 2 brand new looking tires. Now some great prices too. John, what you need to do is come back and scan the barcode here at Ridezilla, and when you scan that, you'll have a chance of winning a Yamaha Generator 2200IS Kawasaki Electrodes. Those are electric bikes you asked about. Flat track race track tickets. Flat track race tickets. Did I say that right? Anyway, there's the Outlaw Racetrack is going on, and the race is in Carson City at Fuji Fairgrounds today, tonight. And so there's free tickets for that and much more. I got sidetracked with all the technical problems. I started going around the side-by-sides and putting in some Glen Eagles gift cards, $50 per gift card, some U.S. Subbase certificates, bank saloon certificates, and a few other things in the side-by-sides on the inside. So when you come today, check the outside. By the time I get back or John checks back with me, I will have gone around outside and put some nice gifts in the glove compartments of the side-by-sides outside. So I think that's about it for now. Oh, lots of T-shirts, tons of stuff, lots of giveaways. And don't forget Lady Tamale starting at noon today. Come by and have a free lunch and check out all the stuff here at Ridezilla in Carson City. I think I covered just about everything, John.
You did a good job. We're going to keep you, Jerry.
Well, yeah, you know, and I want to hear that story again about the introduction of Nevada's delegates at the Democrat. I also got a text from one of my longtime listeners and friends, and let me just pull out my grinding wheel here for a moment and grab my axe. Democrat versus Democratic. One's an adjective. The other is not. Democrat, convention, and democracy. Just a simple question. You could ask any of these talking heads, including all the talking heads on Fox, do we elect a president by popular vote or electoral? John?
Well,
I'm
traditionally,
consider you a talking head.
Traditionally, it depends on the electoral, of course. Yes?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's the correct answer. So we're not a democracy, are we?
Republic.
Thank you.
You were double-checking with me to make sure.
Evans,
I appreciate that.
Evans out.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry. Jerry, oh, you got to go see Jerry and make him feel better. I asked him when I saw him at Ridezilla, I said, did you watch the Democratic convention? The poor man couldn't last more than 20 seconds. And that's when he started getting his axe out. Listen, I did my duty. I got to know what I'm talking about. So I have no choice anyway. That's what my wife watches, MSNBC. This is my escape, my respite right here. Derek Lee is here, brainhealthformulas.com. Derek, take over, my friend.
Hi, John.
You haven't talked enough, so I'm dying to hear what we're going to talk about and learn today. I always learn something new from you, my friend.
Well, today we brought some testimonials in that we gave to you. Some of them are pretty extraordinary. What we've done is we've bundled a Restore with Healthy Metabolism, and that's at a reduced price down to $104.95 instead of normal be $134.95, so $30 off.
Today?
Well, that's going to be a bundle ongoing off the website. Yeah.
$30 off, brainhealthformulas.com. Okay.
So that'd be at the bottom of the human products page, by the way, just so people understand where it's at. And so we've had testimonials, people come in with who have type 2 diabetes and also people with weight loss, for weight loss. And this seems like the average has been if they take Restore and Healthy Metabolism at the same time, they function a little differently. The results have been people can lose between 6 and 8 pounds and within 2 to 3 weeks. And some people have even been able to reduce their type 2 diabetes medication by 50% by taking these two formulas at the same time because it reduces food cravings and it reduces their blood glucose numbers by the morning time. So when we pair these two things together, it works. They compound the benefits. And so when people have type 2 diabetes, when they can reduce the food cravings, then they make better choices. They can eat less. The testimonials, what they've told me on the phone is they don't snack as much. And when they don't snack as much, their blood sugars normalizes more efficiently. Mm-hmm. And so consequently, or beneficially, they inevitably lose weight because they snack less.
Yeah.
And so then while normalizing their blood sugar.
So you get testimonials over the phone too?
Over the phone and through emails.
You brought, what are these three, emails?
One's an email and two are over the phone.
Okay. Shall I read Jody's?
Sure.
Okay. Now, when I read, it's kind of weird because when I read these, it sounds like it's me talking about myself. But no, I'm going to change my voice for this.
Hello, Derek. My name is Jody.
I'm sorry. My name is Jody. I'm 58 years old. I live in Carson City. We contacted Derek to see what he could do for losing weight. He recommended Restore and Healthy Metabolism. My husband and I have tried every diet available with little success. When we started using Derek's products, we noticed a lot of change within us. My husband and I have both lost 8 pounds in 3 weeks, and we still eat the same foods we've always eaten, as Derek has recommended. We just eat less of it, and the weight is falling off to us. This is a miracle. Thank you, Derek. And that's from Jody. It's great when couples do this together.
It makes it easier.
It works. It doesn't work when one is not on board and the other is.
Yeah.
Even Fat Buster can't override that.
Nope, it can't. It's a life choice in order to lose weight. And if you and your spouse lose weight together or try to change the health, the lifestyle, mm-hmm. if you do it together, it's a lot easier than one trying to do it while the other one maintains.
It seems I'm hearing, well, I just heard good news about Rigovi, but everything else, it's like, oh, now we know this, and oh, now we know that about the other two pharmaceutical-based fat-losing products. It's not good news. It's like that vaccine, you know, after we all went along and took the vaccine, and then we find out increased heart attacks and strokes and all of this kind of business. Doesn't quite happen with natural ingredients, does it?
No, it does not. We have not had any side effects yet.
Okay. The Fat Buster comes in capsules?
Everything's capsules, yes.
What are those foil packets you give me?
Those are pouches.
Pouches, okay.
They're just pouches to hold all the capsules in versus plastic jars. Okay. So we are starting to shift towards plastic jars because we can get our products into stores because mm-hmm. they're easier to stack on shelves than pouches. So we're in the process of redesigning our labels in order and putting them on jars so we can start getting them into stores.
See, you only gave me pouches and I thought I was the guinea pig.
No, everyone gets pouches.
Like a pouch with just an two X's on it. I don't.
take this, John. Just go 2 in the morning.
Bones, John. Skull and crossbones.
Listen, it works because my brain before I met you, my brain logged me out due to inactivity, and I forgot the password.
Yeah,
it's like it's age, and I'm feeling my age. I'm so old. My clothes I used to wear, they're now Halloween costumes. I'm so old, I had an emotional support dragon. But look at me now, folks. Look at me now. We're going to take, should we go Jerry or take a break? All right, let's take a break and we'll come back with Jerry at Ridezilla. I'm John Potter with Derek Lee, talking more about his brain health formulas and how it can improve your life coming up next after we talk to Jerry after the break. A couple of minutes on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk News Time, 10:19.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Hello, friends. It's Live and Local. I'm John Potter, and I identify with the seagulls because if I was gifted with the miracle of flight, I, too, would just use it to steal French fries all day long. Derek Lee is here from BrainHealthFormulas.com. New brain health news. I want to get Derek's take on this, being such a researcher when it comes to your brain. And this is from the Harvard Medical Journal today. Researchers tested 4 eating patterns. Number 1, high amounts of fruits, vegetables, and animal-based protein, low amounts of carbs. Number 2, vegetarian or plant-based with minimal animal-based protein. Number 3, high amounts of animal-based protein and processed foods, low amounts of fruits and vegetables. And number 4, balanced, fruits and vegetables and protein and dairy and low amounts of starches and processed foods. Those who followed number 4, the balanced diet, had the fewest mental health issues and the highest scores for cognitive functions. What do you think of that, Derek?
I agree 100%. It's a balanced diet. It's always going to give you the best nutrients. It's how we absorb nutrients. If we have a significant amount of a singular thing, we're starving ourselves of nutrients. Animal-based proteins are the building blocks of the human. So protein, we are all composed of chains of amino acids, and if we only eat vegetables or plant-based products, we're starving ourselves of necessary chains of amino acids in order to rebuild ourselves.
See, I'm kind of surprised because I thought for sure, oh, the super healthy image of all the fruits and vegetables and very little animal-based foods and low amounts of carbs would be the thing. But no, it's balanced with even the starches and the processed foods along with the protein and the fruits and vegetables.
Yep.
So you need a little bit of everything, even the stuff we thought was bad.
It's how we process the food is the more critical component. It's even if we go all plant-based, then we don't have enough protein. If we go all protein, we don't have enough vitamins from the fruits and vegetables. If we do everything in moderation, then we get a lot more balanced diet because science doesn't really know what we absorb. They can only identify that from fecal content. And most of the time when you go do a fecal test, you're doing a fecal test because something's not right.
For the folks out there who have a poor diet and may not be their fault, I mean, for whatever reason, they can't get this a lot of meat, they can't afford it, whatever. What product do you recommend from your brainhealthformulas.com to make up for a diet that is not 100%?
Well, I would always say Restore is always going to be the first thing I would recommend. However, setting that aside, micronutrients has all the vitamins in it. It has vitamins A, B, C, D, E, and K. And this is all from seaweed. It's all seaweed based. So all the vitamins are in seaweed without having to eat it. So you get to take it in a capsule form, which makes it a lot easier to consume. And so that from a vitamin place, there's calcium in it also. From a vitamin place, that has all the nutrients we need. I'm not saying don't stop eating fruits and vegetables. I'm just saying if you need a supplement in order to add to the nutrient deficiency, that's a great one. I mean, that is one thing I take every day is this micronutrients and Restore. From a mineral deficiency place, Shilajit has 85 bioactive minerals in it naturally. And so if it's purely natural source, it's 100% bioavailable. And so there's Shilajit is a natural iron supplement, by the way.
Okay.
And so if we have difficulties absorbing iron, sometimes it's a lot easier to absorb it if it's from a natural source. If we also have difficulties absorbing iron, if you get a chelated iron vitamin or supplement, that also increases the absorption rate as well.
And let me get this straight. Why your product is micronutrients, it's because they are so small they can go through the veins or cell walls or something like that? Is that the principle behind that?
Micronutrients is more of it's to supplement the deficiency of nutrients. Since we don't, it's given based on science that our fruits and vegetables don't have all the vitamins they used to. And so it's more of supplementing the deficiencies versus looking at it more from a place of the size of particle.
I mean, but there's nutrients and there's micronutrients.
Different size particulates enables it to absorb more efficiently. Absolutely.
All right. Can I read another testimonial?
Please.
Are you going to blush like last time?
I do always.
Because you got these emails here. And
there's some miraculous things people are experiencing.
Well, stuff has got to be amazing for people to write these emails to
you
and to get the phone calls. Okay. Hello, Derek. My name is Terry, 60 years old. I have type 2 diabetes, have been taking numerous drugs to help keep glucose numbers down. Boy, this relates to a lot of people. Currently taking your Restore and Metformin. Then Derek gave me for free a bottle of Healthy Metabolism because he thought it might help with normalizing glucose numbers in the blood. It has worked so well. I've lost 10 pounds in 3 weeks. I do not snack as much. I only take Metformin once a day instead of twice a day. Thank you, Derek. I did not know this was possible. I now can get off Metformin at some point soon. Miracles do happen. Customer for life, Terry. So he wasn't even taking your fat blockbuster, but these other products made him lose weight. Restore and Metformin.
Restore and Healthy Metabolism. Metformin is more of the pharmaceutical. That's what he uses to reduce blood sugar for type 2 diabetics. Metformin is often prescribed. And so what Terry experienced was in taking Restore and Healthy Metabolism, that enabled him to reduce his blood sugar so he doesn't have to take as much metformin and has become more efficient because he doesn't snack as much as well.
I don't get emails. Very jealous. Very jealous. Okay, Derek has a deal, $30 off. What was it now? $30 off online for what?
Pairing Restore and Healthy Metabolism. That combination has been working for a lot of people for weight loss.
All right, brainhealthformulas.com. Derek, thanks again. Sorry for the delay to get with you, my friend.
It's an adventure. It's always an adventure.
With me, I'm the biggest screw-up. It's always an adventure. Let's go to Jerry Evans out at Ridezilla before we go to Fox News. Jerry Evans, the big second annual birthday bash at Ridezilla in Carson City. Hello, Jer.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Good.
Good, good. Well, I was waiting for the answer. Hey, perfect timing because Ben, the manager at Ridezilla, was walking by right when you went to me. So it's a good chance to get somebody who knows what's going on here more than anybody. Ben, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you today?
Good, good. Happy second birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
All
right. Thank you very much. We're proud of it.
Well, tell us what's going on today. And by the way, you got a customer right here for a side-by-side.
All right. Well, we might need to get to him sooner than later, Jerry.
All right. Well, then make it quick.
Basically, we're our second year of celebrating our brand change to Ridezilla Carson City. Last year, we had a great turnout. We fed everybody lunch and snow cones and offered amazing deals, deals like 75% off Alpine Star helmets, 60% off all casual gear in the entire store. If it's snow gear, it's 75% off. So really, it's a good opportunity for all of our customers to come down, take advantage of us putting these amazing prices out.
You got some great prizes here. Now, tell me again, how do you enter for the? It's not really a raffle. You don't have to buy anything. You have to do this at a chance to win a Yamaha generator and these other great prizes.
That's right. We want to see your face here. So the only way to sign up and be a part of it is to scan the QR code that we have here all over the store. If you don't find one when you get here, just ask one of us and we'll help you out. But we're going to be giving away a 2023 Yamaha 2200 inverter generator. It's the Cadillac of 2200 generators. Can't get a better product. We'll also be giving away a Kawasaki electrode, which people that don't know, that is a Strider bike for probably 10-year-olds and younger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an electronic, it's an e-bike for the little guys.
Okay.
And it's produced by Kawasaki. It's an amazing product. And so we're going to be giving one of those away as well.
Okay. We also have some flat track race tickets. Just come in the store. We've got a couple here on the table, too. Somebody wants to come by and wants to go to the races, we'll give you a set of tickets for that. Throughout the side-by-sides, throughout the store, and also outside now, check the glove compartment. There's some great gifts in there. Glen Eagles gift cards, Bank Saloon gift certificates, U.S. Subbase gift certificates. And real quickly, though, I wanted to ask you, because I saw one of these at the rodeo, these new Polaris side-by-sides, do those also have AC?
Yeah, absolutely. The air conditioning, heated seat, or excuse me, heaters, air conditioning. Geez, there's something I was going to say that I'm completely forgetting.
Well,
right now.
Real quickly, though, they already look like they have a lift kit on them, but they come that way from the factory, right?
Yeah. They're really, really off-road capable. They've got upwards of 14 inches of suspension travel stock. That's what I was going to say. They all have electric windows too, Jerry.
Oh, geez. It literally is like riding a mini vehicle, a mini Hummer looking vehicle. And they look like they're already got a 12 inch ground clearance and everything, a truck bed in the back. I mean, this is luxury hunting when you're getting out and about, whether it's hot or cold. You got both taken care of with these brand new vehicles. And this is by Polaris. What's the model again?
So you've got the Polaris Expedition North Stars that are the ones you're referring to. We also offer the Can-Am Defenders. Both those lineups come with the air conditioning, electric windows, fully cabbed out.
All right. I'm headed that direction in my age. Ben, thank you very much for having us here, and thanks for all the great deals. And we'll check in again with you a little bit later. John and Derek back in the studio. Lots of stuff going on at Ridezilla. Got free T-shirts, too, but do come in and scan the barcode, and you'll be entered to win some of those prizes. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Jerry. Coming back after Fox News, we'll take your calls, of course, 775-884-9910. Anything local or national, anything topical, that's what we're here for. Later on, we're going to be talking to Joe Piscopo, right?
That is correct, Joe. Okay. Joe will be calling in again. He actually had dinner at the Nugget last night with 16 of his closest friends, people who had dinner with him. I understand had a really good time. And
that's right. He's in town now.
Yeah, he has two shows tonight. Yeah,
tonight. Are we going to have tickets?
That I won't know until Joe comes on the air.
Okay.
Dean DeLillo at the Nugget has left it as a surprise, so I have no idea at this moment myself.
Well, you can buy them. We'll see if we're giving away tickets, but Joe Piscopo joining us on air, and you can get tickets at ccnugget.com. I'm John Potter, breaking for Fox News. Back to talk to you for a half hour about anything that's on your mind. 884-9910 on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1035.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk Truth.
Hello, friends. John Potter, live and local, here and Jerry at Ridezilla, 2680 South Carson Street, right between Carson City Toyota and Nissan Carson City for the, you're invited, folks, for the big, huge second annual birthday bash at Ridezilla. Motorcycles, and also you got to think of snowmobiles now. A little reminder with the weather today. So I'm in Carson City, and I was just thinking the last time I was in Carson City, which I love coming to Carson City, I really do. It was just a week or two ago. We stayed overnight, and we saw the Sawyer Brown concert at Carson Valley Inn. And these classic country stars, man, they still got it. I mean, great tunes. I mean, including the new ones. That these old stars, they're still putting out new songs, you know. But somewhere along the line, country radio decided just not to play them anymore. But they still got it. So we had a great time at this concert in Minden. But what I have to ask you, 884-9910, what is concert etiquette when you've got somebody who wants to stand up for the entire show right in front of you? I mean, two rows right in front, this woman was shaking her big booty, standing up constantly. Everybody else is sitting down. You can't see around her with a big booty. So finally, you know, I asked the guy in front of me, is she bothering you? And he goes, listen, I've already asked her to sit down. She won't. So this is very unlike me, but I was trying to enjoy the show and I was getting frustrated. And I will admit on the air that I threw an empty cup at her. That is totally that's totally unlike me. And my wife, you know, she's given me the stink eye for doing that. But this woman was standing for the whole show. So the cup hit her. She got mad. She turns around. Everybody is pointing at her like, get down, get down. And she does. But folks, it was a battle. You know, so many people stand up at concerts and carry on. Those people think we're the jerks. Like, we don't know how to have fun. And we're feeling the music. Oh, feel this. Why do they buy good seats? The word is seat, by the way. The word is seat. So you buy the ticket so you can stand for 2 hours? And how can you not know that you're blocking the view of somebody who's paid good money? And it was, I mean, that it was to me, to see their show. But if everybody is up, if everybody is standing up, and I've been to concerts where that happens, you got no choice. And by the way, every time I throw an object at a stranger, I notice the wife does not like it. so So, Craig, at 11 o'clock, am I going to Ridezilla? Is that the plan? Oh, I am. Okay. Craig is blaming the whole first half hour screw up on my cell phone. It's my cell phone's fault. I don't know. It's always treated me well. As long as I'm talking cell phones, Washoe County schools have been in session for 2 weeks now. Carson City went back to school this week. In Lyon County, schools open September 3rd, and South Lake Tahoe students head back to the classroom on Monday, but they put out this notice that they will be enforcing a new cell phone policy that is absolutely no cell phone use at all in class at South Lake Tahoe. Cell phones and earbuds both need to be put away out of sight. Carson City Schools, they banned cell phones during the school day for good reasons. And the reasons are kind of legit. The lack of attention to learning, of course. Text addiction. Bullying. As for Washoe County Public Schools, no phone use in classrooms, but they can be stored in the students' backpacks. And you know what? I got to say, half the people think it's okay, half don't. I'm going along the lines of I think it's good. There's not a statewide law that says no cell phones in class. And I bring this up because, as you know, way too many laws that California votes for end up here in Nevada. And there is this state assembly bill in California. It's working its way through their legislature. It's Assembly Bill 3216. You notice 3,200. Yeah, that makes, I believe that. California was probably, they're up to 3,216. Anyway, this assembly bill would force all the state's schools to limit or prohibit the use of smartphones by students statewide in California. I think that's another bad California proposal. I think it should be a decision made by the local schools, the principals and the teachers. They should make that decision because every place is different and situations are different. And the thought that state government should control even more things like that, no. One size does not fit all. Governor Lombardo is not your third grade teacher. Teachers, you know, this is their career. And what are you saying? They're not to be trusted, whether there should be phones in their classroom? I think they can handle that. And not only that, I'm thinking, while students really should not have cell phones to distract them in class, there should be like one or two in case of an emergency, you know, like another shooter. It's a tough thing to decide on, but a blanket ban from the state of California is like every California bill. It's just more detrimental government control, you know? Oh, my God. Craig's nodding. Finally.
Well, I'm thinking it's not a very bad pun. It's overkill.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I can kind of see the side where we got to call somebody if something is happening here, you know, a emergency and thing like that. But I just rubs me the wrong way for a state to say you can't do this in a classroom when there are some legit reasons to maybe have them. You know, if the student wants to goof off and text and everything, that's kind of on them. And the teacher, I think, can take control of that situation when it happens too much. So 884-9910, number to call. Oh, I was going to bring this up. What? You want to go, Jer, or break? Okay, let's go, Jerry. Ridezilla. Ridezilla, folks, huge event. And that's why we're going back to Jerry at Ridezilla in Carson City, where the second annual birthday bash is going on. Hey, Jerry, good morning.
I'm here. Hey, good morning. I'm selling motorcycles here. I just had to go get a couple of salespeople. People are coming in and ask me if they do you have the Trail 125 or the CRF 230. So I had to go grab a couple of people from Ridezilla to answer these find people's questions about motorcycles. So, yeah, we're at Ridezilla. We're just north of Nissan Carson City, and we had a guy that works over there that's been coming by, and he grabbed a couple of his certificates out of the side-by-side glove compartments. So let me do it. It's kind of like a treasure hunt earlier, kind of like Easter egg hunting. Earlier this morning, I went by all the side-by-sides, almost every side-by-side, and I stuck either a $50 gift card to Glen Eagles, a $40 Bank Saloon gift certificate, or a U.S. Subbase gift certificate. And there are also some tickets for the Outlaw Racetrack races tonight at Fuji Grounds. Craig, what's the correct? How do you? It's across from Costco.
Yeah,
Fairgrounds, I believe.
Fuji Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuji Park. So that's where the races are taking place. There's all kinds of things going on there today, but tonight the races start at 7 o'clock, and we have some tickets for that that we'll give away as well. But come in, go through the side-by-sides, open up the glove compartment, help yourself to what's in there. Compliments of the Evans Broadcast Company, KKFT 99.1 and 92.3. How are you doing? Oh, cool. Oh, you know what? Let's do this then impromptu. I just jumped on the mic live. So I got one of the announcers from Outlaw Flat Track here. So what's going on?
Just hanging out, having fun out here at Ridezilla and promoting the race tonight. You guys missed a serious show last night. Tonight, it's going to be even better.
Yeah, well, how serious?
Serious show. The competition was just absolutely insane. It is when you take national quality racers in the pro class and you put them up into a very, very small arena and their elbows up, it's full contact, it's insanity at its finest.
I've been there several times for different events. This is very it's a small track.
Yes, very small. They call it short track cushion style, or cushion track racing, if you will, and it's a seriously good time.
Now, is this like a rodeo? There's money involved, prizes and stuff like that?
Oh, lots of money to be made, especially tonight. We have a little race called the Deuce. It is knockdown, drag out. It's two guys go out. The guy loses, he goes back to his truck, he's done. And it's elimination style. And then the guy at the end makes a little over $3,000.
The guy that goes back to his truck, he's got a cooler full of cold drinks?
Cooler full of cold drinks and about $100 to say, hey, thank you very much. Have a good day.
I'm with the loser on that one then.
Definitely me too as well.
Yeah, what's your name?
Ian McAdam.
Ian, where are you from?
I'm from Placerville, California. I made the trip over the mountain, mm-hmm. and I'm definitely happy to be here. Always happy to be in the great state of Nevada.
I was just that it's called America.
Yes, it is the United States of America once you cross that border.
I was in Placerville just a few nights ago. But what time the races start tonight?
Races start once again. Gates open at 6, racing starts at 7.
Okay, cool. You're going to hang around for a while?
I'm going to hang around. We got promo girls coming, signing autographs. I've even got some stickers to give out as well. So we'll be here until about 2 o'clock.
Promo girls, what are those?
Oh, I mean, I can show you the picture of them right now. Lizzie and Emily, you've seen them. If you guys were there last night, they were walking around. They were selling 50-50 raffle tickets, and they got autograph cards here. They're awesome.
And in bathing suits, nonetheless, as cold as it was. All right. Hey, listen, we got to take a quick break here, but I want to tell you again, come by and scan the barcode. You'll be entered to win either a Yamaha generator, Kawasaki Electrode, that's an electric bike for a kid, flat track race tickets, and many more great items. Lunch is going to get underway here pretty quick, too. Lady Tamale is here, and all the guys here in the store will answer your questions. You got any questions about any of the brands, Kawasaki, Can-Am, Polaris, Honda. We're right in the Honda broadcast booth here at Ridezilla, Carson City, right north of Nissan Carson City and just south of Campani Toyota. Good meeting you, Ian.
Awesome meeting you as well, sir.
Okay, hey, thanks, Jerry. John Potter here. I'll be stopping by Ridezilla a little after 11 o'clock this morning till noon. And at noon, they have the big, huge catered lunch free for all at Ridezilla. Again, that's 2680 South Carson Street. And I will see you later. Jerry's there now with all those prizes at Ridezilla for the second annual birthday bash. Back in a few, I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk Time, 1053.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Hello. John Potter live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. Joe Piscopo is coming up. Maybe some tickets to give away for Joe Piscopo tonight at the Carson City Nugget. Emails after the show last Saturday. This one is about the power and the water company with their new usage meters and the water leak talk that we got into last Saturday. Bill C. in Reno writes, "Hey, John, just FYI, if you call Tumwa, Truckee Meadows Water, if you call their customer service, they can give you your water usage each day because they know." They might even drive out, Bill says, and check your house if there's a lot on Monday when, if there's a lot of water leakage, I guess, or water usage on Monday on a day when you're, by the way, not supposed to water your lawn. Really? I mean, I don't water Monday, but I guess if they can see my water usage that day, they could do that. But if you see hundreds of gallons used in the winter or with no sprinkler running, you have a leak. This is Bill's email. He writes, you can also get a sensor that a plumber can put on your main water valve to detect the leak. Thanks, Bill. Yeah, you can turn off. This is what I learned. You can turn off all the faucets and a small drip somewhere can make the needle move. And the bigger the leak, the faster the needle spins. Plumber told me about that. Thanks, Bill. Yes, yet something else I have to worry about at home. I'm headed out to Ridezilla, folks, for the birthday blowout. 2024, 2680 South Carson Street. Going to break for Fox News. I'll talk to you from Ridezilla. Come meet me. Lots of prizes on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.